Hi everyone, welcome to the Equip and Elevate podcast. This is a place where we want to help women to cultivate the courage to own their purpose, own their journeys, and own their success. I'm your host, Ayanda Vanna, and each episode, I'll be bringing you conversations with some dynamic and bold women. My goal is that through inspired conversations, you'll gain a new perspective and tools to thrive in your personal journeys, businesses, and careers. And most importantly, to live a life of purpose and passion. Thank you so much for pushing play today. And now let's begin. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Equip and Elevate. But today's conversation is really around the series for this month. I'm really excited to share the journey, and I think as you can see, I've got new hair. If you're listening to this on audio, on a podcast channel, you obviously can't see me, so go on my Instagram to see this new change in my life or the new transformation. And obviously, if you're on YouTube, you're probably wondering, why did you cut your hair? I mean, even doing this, I'm just really nervous because it's like a new adjustment to how I've seen myself on camera, or I've seen myself relating with people in terms of how they see me with, you know, some hair, and I don't have any hair. But I will get into the journey of why I'm where I am right now and what it has meant on this journey. But I just want to recap. Obviously, with the Equip and Elevate, we've got three different segments. You know, the first one is what you guys know, the different conversations of having women on the podcast, just really understanding their journeys, and that's still standard. And then the second one has been what I'm really loving. It's called Equip Her Elevation, which are different women that are different experts in different industries and that come in and just provide practical tools to equip you in your journey. And then the last one, now known as Navigating Lessons with Ayanda. You know, it's not an easy thing for me to do because I'm not someone who's always vulnerable or able to share my journey, but I felt that it's really important to also share my story and some of the things I've learned and why we come up with these different series. Why do we come up with these different things that we do every month? And then bring it back to my journey. So obviously in the last 2 months, we've done part of the four pillars of Equip and Elevate. We focused on careers for the first sprint, which was really amazing. We had a winner. Then we had the business series. And then now we are doing personal growth and personal development. And I think this is so important because when we're in the on the grind or are building our careers and we are building our businesses, another key thing that's very central is personal growth, because that you cannot do without that being taken care of. You're going to be this robot that's just pushing and building, but you neglect the inner soul, the inner person, because that person needs to be okay to build well, to build a business well, to lead a team well, to be that corporate babe, as you guys always say. And that's why this is one of our pillars, and this is why we want to focus on that, bearing in mind that we've done that for the last two, we've done different pillars for the last 2 months. So this month, we're focusing on personal growth or personal development, as you would say. And the sprint is really around be intentional. That's the sprint. And when I think about be intentional, it's an effort to make a change to elevate personal growth and personal development. And, you know, when I first started this, I had an idea. So I planned the year. So I planned like the first 4 to 5 months. And already this theme of or the series of being intentional was already there, but it was not even linked to my hair, you know. And cutting my hair somehow fitted in into be intentional without actually me planning this. So I think anyone that's been on this journey of having a child, giving birth, and then all the sort of after the changes that come with a new baby, you know, postpartum hair loss is a big one. For me, that's something that I went through. And, you know, I remember going through the hair loss, just my hair falling, and just thinking I can still hold on to this hair, right? Like, no matter how thin it is, this is something that I can continue holding on to this hair. And, you know, my initial moment of noticing that my hair was falling, I was very devastated, I think, as anyone could imagine. I think hair has the ability to hide us. Hair has the ability to be an accessory. Hair has an ability to, I think, in some instances, define us as people. And when you don't have that anymore, you feel so bare and so naked and so vulnerable. So when I started noticing this, I remember thinking that there's two ways of doing this. I can continue making do with the fact that I'm going to hold on to this little bit of hair that's left, or I'm going to start afresh and cut my hair. And so really for me, I think then that the cut of cutting the hair afresh meant this was an opportunity for me to do things properly this time around, right? Now I have the opportunity to nurture my hair. Now I have the opportunity to really take care of my hair, introduce new hair habits that can create the volume of hair that would really be ideal. And I think for me, when I was going through even the hair loss, I was like, my goodness, my hair's already thin. I cannot lose any more hair. I cannot afford to lose any more hair. And it was really an emotion time, I'm not gonna lie. I think even having to do this with, you know, shooting with no wig on, and I'm just like, I'm quite nervous because it's like, I had this idea where I wanted to lose weight before I cut my hair because I'm like, my face is going to be a bit too chubby because I just had a baby, you know. And I think there's been so many things that come with, you know, having a baby, and that has been one of them. So the cutting of hair for me, really, as I was doing it, I was just writing stuff down. There's notes here in front of me. But cutting my hair was not just me accepting the change that was happening in my life, or accepting the circumstance with like, oh, there's no hair. But I actually felt it as I was doing it, that this is a declaration of a rebirth. You know, this is a rebirth of self. And when I think about that, let me qualify that. When I say it's a rebirth of self, I have failed myself. I've let myself down in the past. I have not always been kind to myself. I have not always been gentle with myself. I have not said no when I needed to say no. And I've always been someone that thought about everyone else but Ayanda. And I think for me, the cutting of hair symbolized the rebirth of someone who can then sort of change those habits and make them new. And I think also when I did cutting my hair, I actually looked at myself in the mirror. Funny enough, I was like, oh my goodness, I actually like how I look, you know. And I was like, I actually really like how I look. As much as I'm so bare, so vulnerable and so naked, I actually like how I look. And I kept looking at myself in the mirror. I'm like, I love this. And obviously I didn't have makeup. And I will speak about how the makeup was another readjustment, because now the natural look was what I actually loved. And that's what it was in that moment. And when I bring it back to this month's theme, which is really around being intentional, for me that, or this month's sprint, for me that then goes back to, it's about making changes to grow and transform myself, like starting fresh, right? And that symbolizes the rebirth that I was speaking about. And you ask yourself, why the theme be intentional in April? And intentionality drives personal growth. If you're intentional, personal growth is sort of going to be part of the mixture. And obviously, not only that, you guys know I'm also a Christian, but it's also about how can I build, sort of deepen my faith and my connection with God, but also to live a life of intention and obviously purpose and everything else that God calls us to do. But the intentional in April is key because it's a new season, guys. It's 1 April. I mean, by the time when you watch this, it's not going to be 1 April, but it's a new season, which a new season right now is autumn. And when you think about autumn, there's quite a lot of things. And I wrote down notes. I'll keep looking down there. But it's a sense of renewal. And in order for you to, for the new renewal to take place, or the new to take place, the falling of the leaves have to happen. So what does that mean practically for our lives? That means that all the old habits, the old fears and the thoughts need to fall back so that the new can take place and can take root in your life. And for me, that's why that for me is key for us to have this theme during this time. As unplanned, that it would happen around autumn, the beginning of autumn, the beginning of a new season. But that really becomes important because being intentional means that I can get rid of these old habits, so I can make room for the new season, for new growth and new opportunities. But it's also about examining my life to say, what do I need to let go so that the new opportunities can take root? Because sometimes, as I said with the whole hair scenario, that I was just holding on to this ipondo, like, you know, hondo, they call it, when it's so thin, but I couldn't let new hair to grow out afresh. So now this is an opportunity for me to get rid of all the old habits, the old hair, and then start afresh, right? And then being intentional about what that looks like. And I think it's also about, I love what I wrote here, is that being intentional means trusting that God is at work at every season, bearing in mind that we're doing this in April. And also, you know, every season of change and guiding us in growth and renewal. And I think the last thing that I wrote about why this being intentional in this season is that it's preparation for the months that are about to come. The same way that winter or nature prepares for winter, and we look at autumn, it's the same way that we're setting a foundation for what's about to come for the rest of the year. And so that was the first thing, that it's a new season, it's autumn, and that's what it symbolizes. And the second reason why be intentional in April is that it's a quarterly check-in. I mean, a lot of you guys are in corporate, or you are either building a business and you do a quarterly report. You know, you need to submit them to say, how have you performed the last 3 months? So this is really a check-in to say, am I, you know, do I need to reevaluate my goals? Do I need to readjust them? Do I need to make changes for the year ahead? So that's really key on why this also helps us to be aligned with the objectives for the rest of the year. And then the last thing I think also has been a theme that I've been saying, which is rebirth. And it's so amazing that we were just celebrating Easter, which really, you know, God speaks about, he has risen, right? And this, again, going back to, for me, it's a rebirth, and then the new season being so key in us actually focusing on that. So that is why we're doing Be Intentional in April. So if you're sitting there and thinking, I want to be part of this series, please engage with this sprint. This is something that I hope that at the end of this, you'll sit there and say, this is how I've changed, or I've been intentional about my journey, and this is how it's affected my journey in corporate or building a business, because at the end of the day, everything we do links back to that. And I think for me now, and having to be more vulnerable, what I want to be intentional about this month, I wrote down 4 points. Initially, I had 5, but they actually were like kind of the same, and so I actually cut them down to 4. What I want to be intentional about this month, or just even for the rest of the year, the first thing, and before I even get to that, I had this idea that I'm going to tell you why you should be intentional. Like, this is why you shouldn't be intentional. And I sat there that I actually need to do the work on myself and then share with you as my community to say, this is what I want to be intentional about, you know, for accountability and also for me to take authority or power over the things that I've struggled with. So the first thing that I want to be intentional about is letting go. I have a really bad relationship with holding on to things that no longer serve me. Typical, my hair. And I really will hold on to things because I don't want to disappoint people. I don't want to disappoint myself. I don't want to be that person. And sometimes that thing becomes to my detriment because everything else that's new and right for me in that season suffers because I'm holding on to something that's not meant to be there. So I've always had this really not great relationship with letting go of things and holding on to things. And this could either be at work or at home or with friends, with people. And for me, the one thing that I want to be intentional about is letting go. And for me, it's about recognizing what no longer serves me, whether it's habits or it's perspectives or it's relationship, and letting them go so I can make room for those new opportunities, for those new growth. And I think I can also look at what I have learned in the past season and take lessons from that. Not everything's all lost. And I mean, look at now, we're talking about my hair being a lesson. But I think more than anything, that's something that I really want to be intentional about. So if you are in a very same space, I think one of the things you can do here is write down those things that you're struggling with. Write them down and say, I'm struggling and I'm still holding on to these things. And pray over those things and then let them go. It's time to let them go, sis. It's time. And I think trust God with letting those things go, that he will make room for better and more opportunities. And so really the letting go is about anticipating that there'll be new growth and that God will pave a way for better and more growth and opportunities. The second thing that I want to be intentional about is saying no. I'm a victim of, not even a victim, I'm guilty of just overcommitting myself, stretching myself too thin, and then really finding myself in a place of collapse place of not being able to manage everything. And then one thing that I do is I suffer, you know. And so for me, saying no as I look into this new month is, it's not about rejecting something, but it's about making a conscious choice to respect my time or to honor my time, my energy, and my focus. And I think it's an opportunity for me to really guard my time. I wrote that actually. I want to read it. Guard my time. It's just choosing to say no to commitments that do not align with my priorities so that I'm not overextended. And this is me giving myself a pep talk, guys. It's not like I'm actually believing this. And I think this is very similar with the whole makeup scenario that I was talking about earlier on, that, you know, I love the face that I had, the natural look, the rebirth, have this idea, but now it's time to actually go out into the world and live this. And, you know, as my makeup was being done, we took off lashes because I felt like I looked too much because of the new hair and I'm readjusting. We had to tone down the makeup because I felt it was too loud. So what I'm really trying to make an example of that is that it's all about readjustments. It's all about changes, and it's about the willingness to say, how do we keep readjusting, refining so that I'm in a place where I'm comfortable, but I'm also embracing this new change, right? So I think saying no for me is really about that. It's a pep talk to myself and allowing myself to readjust to having to say no. And I know it's very uncomfortable in terms of what and how people receive it. But another key thing is also it allows you to maintain boundaries, right? And I think for me, one of the things that I want to be intentional about in this say no sort of phase is I need to communicate my boundaries from a work perspective, from a personal perspective, because that's when you find yourself being overstretched or being putting yourself or compromising what you want to do, compromising yourself because you actually don't have boundaries. And I think the second part, I think this is the fourth point around saying no, it's really about guarding, looking at quality over quantity, right? I think what I really want to focus on is having more meaningful and fulfilling engagements rather than just filling up my schedule with meaningless task, because I think that's where the say no becomes important, because you're able to refine what is important, you're able to refine what is meaningful, and, you know, and just not just filling up my task so that I'm a busybody, you know, and really having quality over quantity, right? So that's around saying no. And then the next thing I want to be intentional about is being kind to myself. I'm so guilty, guys, with so many of these things. I think I've spoken about them on the podcast. I've spoken about how I've really not been that the most gracious person to myself. I have always been so critical of myself. And I really want to be intentional about being kind to myself. And this is about practicing forgiveness, forgiving myself of past mistakes and not letting those mistakes define me, because they don't define me. And I want to practice self-compassion. I want to speak to myself with kindness, right? I want to be gentle with myself. You know how you tell your partner, I want you to be gentle with me. But why aren't we gentle with ourselves? You know, I think for me, that's something that's going to be key in this new phase and then this new rebirth, this new, you know, new season of letting go of old habits. And I speak about it, but a lot, and how I struggle with it. But I think it's going back to that makeup example. It's about readjusting and making sure that that change is accepted, but I'm readjusting myself to accept that change. And I wrote this very key thing. Sorry, my notes have just gotten stuck. But I think in going back to speaking to myself with self with understanding and kindness are so key in being gentle with myself. And the next item is really about being realistic, setting realistic expectations. And this is also going back to just saying no, because sometimes maybe just track back the first point around setting realistic expectations. I think as people where we are working or we have businesses, we have these unrealistic expectations. I mean, I'm thinking about this now. I've just come back from maternity leave. Someone is on leave right now. Another person is on leave. Guess what? Who's taking on their responsibilities? Me. Very unrealistic. I'm setting myself up for disappointment because how do I think that I'll be able to still catch up from maternity leave, which is still a lot of work, and still fill up for everyone else? So I think for me, this is something that I need to do, is to avoid setting myself or avoid this setting myself up for disappointment, because sometimes that can be managed by having realistic expectations and recognizing my limits and appreciating what I already bring to the table then. And then the next point around being kind to myself is celebrating progress. I don't know how many of us do this. I don't know how many of us, when we've just scored something big for work or even something small, I don't know how many times we recognize those and celebrate those. So I think for me, getting back into celebrating progress becomes so key in maintaining that. And I think this is also what I've already spoken about, is understanding my capacity. I need to be kind with myself. I need to understand the physical, the emotional, and the mental capacity I have to give. Because someone suffers, hey? It's something else that suffers. But I think for me, that's also about understanding my capacity. And then the last point I have about being kind with myself, which is something that I already mentioned at the beginning, is embracing vulnerability. Being vulnerable when I can't do something, and then asking for help, which is something that I struggle with. The superhero mentality, I don't know where it comes from, but that is something that needs to change. That is something that needs to be different, because we are not superheroes. We work in community. And yeah, and I think for me, that's something that I just really want to be more intentional about, taking care of, asking for help when it's needed, and being vulnerable and being honest and not trying to be a superhero, and understanding that, yeah, we need community and people to work with us around us. Guys, this is an important point that I wrote down here, and I forgot to read it, and it's like, it's bugging me because it was so good. It was so good. But anyway, I think I'm just going to leave it there. If I remember the point, I will write it down in the description. But the last thing that I just want to end with, I want to be intentional about in alignment. So great to speak about rebirth, but what is the core? What are the values? What is the purpose? And in this new season, for me, I want to be intentional about alignment. Does it align with my purpose? Does it align with my priorities? Does it align with my commitments? So that for me is what I want to focus on, because those are things that truly matter to me. Therefore, they also speak back to my goals. Therefore, they speak back to what I'm hoping and trusting God will do for the year for me, or just not for me, but for the people around me, and, you know, for people that continue to maybe listen to Equip and Elevate or from a work perspective. But alignment, I want to be intentional about alignment. So yeah, guys, that's a little bit of my journey about the cutting of hair, why I decided to cut my hair. I kind of didn't have a choice to cut my hair, but I think it came with really a lot of lessons about how to navigate this new season. But also, it's so key for the series or the sprints we're about to start, about be intentional. And I want you to share, what do you want to be intentional about? What are some of those key things you want to get rid of, those old habits that have been holding you back, and those things that have, you know, you should have let them go a long time ago, but you're still holding on to them? We need to make room for new opportunities. We need to make room for new growth. And please share with me what those things look like, and what have you been struggling with? What do you want to be intentional about for this month? Till next time, guys, I hope you stay equipped and elevated. And thank you so much for listening to today's episode.